Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Freaks out there. This is Ryan.
This is Angie.
And we are back, the three of us together, for a short time. Anyways, how are you guys doing?
I'm awake.
Well, that's a good thing.
I'm doing okay.
You've got a Celeste's got to work tonight, overnight, so she better be awake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had some energy drinks, you know, keep me awake.
So what? Red Bull and Pixie Sticks. My best friend on overnight investigations.
I think that's your best friend all the time.
Yeah, well, shit, I would... Probably I'd have a heart attack pretty if it was my best friend all the time.
Maybe not
love,
the pixie
I do love
sticks.
Them. Yeah, maybe. Well, I love them, just not together.
Yeah.
I got to separate the two. Because otherwise, my heart would be pounding at my chest. So how was your weekend, Celeste?
Pretty uneventful. I work, and slept. That's pretty much it.
Hey, that sounds like a great weekend.
Yep.
Man.
Make money and get
some
sleep.
I would say I'm jealous.
Well, I only work
eventually.
4 days. I only work 4 days a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, overnight. So I have the rest of the week to go do whatever the hell I want to do. So I love it.
But,
well, that's good.
But not last week, though.
Oh, yeah, last week I did speed week because yesterday was the Daytona 500. So I put to work for their speed week. And I was like, hey, I'll pick up the 3 days that I'm off. So come, like, Friday, I literally slept all day. I worked 40 hours at my main job and 40 hours at this other job.
Wow.
Yeah.
I could see why your body may need to recover.
Yeah, just slightly.
A little bit. Mm. Make that money, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely making the money.
You have any cool investigations coming up?
No, I wish I could say I did, but I've just been hanging out, trying to. They had one last week, but it's always on the weekends, and well, I work weekends now, so I can't necessarily.
I was gonna say it's gotta be tough, you know, trying to investigate whenever, you know, because you're working on the weekends. You gotta take a weekend off or whatever, get enough notice.
Well, I'm just saving because come July, I'm moving somewhere. So.
Well, Virginia's always welcome.
Virginia's a great place. Sometimes.
Yeah, right now it's looking like it might be Miami as long as Miami accepts me to the University of Miami. If not, I may move to North Carolina. Or Miami, you know. We'll figure it out.
You need to go farther away from us.
Although we could visit.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, y'all could come down here. It's always open, and we have sunshine.
Yeah, right?
Florida is never closed.
And warmth.
Always open. You see, Celeste is the opposite.
Always.
She comes up here for the coldness. I'm always complaining about the cold, and she's like, "I love it." I'm like, "Oh my god!"
She's putting
pictures on Facebook of the beach.
I was actually at the beach today.
Yeah.
I was at the beach this morning when I got off work. I went to the beach.
Damn it!
Wow.
It was raining when I woke up this morning, but I woke up next to Angie.
No, that
part was cool.
Aw, so cute.
Aww.
But other than that, it sucked. It was raining and cold and shit. It's going to be in the 70s here tomorrow. Tomorrow or Wednesday?
It is currently 75 degrees here.
So Virginia has, like, if you could describe, you know that girl, Sybil, I guess her name is, who has split personalities?
Yeah.
That's what Virginia is. We should just rename the state Sybil, or at least Richmond area, because 30 degrees, cold, wet, rainy, and then next week it's 70. It'll probably be snowing next week after this.
Well, it's because Virginia has DID.
DI? What is that?
Yeah, dissociative identity disorder.
That's, see? So you're talking all professional and stuff. I just call it crazy. Crazy weather.
Yeah, we,
because it makes you crazy.
Dude, it was weird this year that, like, Florida got cold this year. I mean, I loved it. But, of course, you get everyone.
I saw the frost on your hot tub.
What?
I saw the frost on your hot tub. Or the,
yeah,
or the
that
snow.
Was like the coolest thing ever. I call it snow. Everyone else is like, that's frost. And I'm like, don't hate.
Hey,
don't
ruin this for me, okay? It's fucking snow.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It is what I say it is. Perception is reality.
Yeah, everyone's like, moment. That's, and I'm like, and your hair's ugly. Like, come on now.
You're in your
no
poopy head.
No one understands. Someday
hey,
maybe.
When they move to Florida, they don't understand the mystery of the Florida snow.
Yeah, when they finally understand why it's like why I hate it. I grew up in Colorado, so of course, like snow and blizzard.
I mean, I understand. I mean, I hate the summertime. I mean, I don't like particularly like being freezing cold, but man, I do not like being hot, super hot all the time. Just I hate it. My stomach can't handle it. I can't drink coffee like I like to, and which I guess saves me money because I'm not going to Starbucks anymore during the summer. But even Angie knows when I'm around Starbucks in the summertime, it makes me sick. I can't even smell it.
Really?
Yeah.
That is definitely
I'm fine.
True.
Like,
I will concur with
but
that.
But something about yeah, exactly. Something about the milk in the coffee or the something makes me I get like lactose intolerant or something in the summertime.
I just hate coffee.
So
period.
Like,
Dave, can you grab my
insulin? Money from yeah. Starbucks.
Thank you.
Are we doing insulin shots live on air?
Oh, sorry. I thought I hit the mute button, but yes, because my blood sugar
radio
was exceptionally high.
Just want to cook out.
What was it? Yeah, it was 309.
Holy shit!
Yeah, Kimmy's going to get my insulin.
Good God! Don't die while we're on the air, please. I mean, I like ratings, but not those kind of ratings.
Well, I definitely won't die, but my head hurts extremely bad.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
You found out now you know why your head is hurting.
And for those of you who don't know, this is you can hear Kimmy talking in the background. It's Angie's daughter.
Cold world.
Oh, she's never too
wow.
far away from me. Which is good right now, so she can wait on me.
Yeah, so she gets you the insulin.
Yeah.
Huh. Well then.
I have to, you know,
I'm glad
I have to
you
use
checked
her
it.
Phone.
Yeah.
Hold on one
yeah,
second. I'm gonna put you on mute now.
Okay. We're experiencing
we're
technical
muted.
Difficulties with Angie's phone. I mean, yeah. So what do we do now? Nobody can hear us.
Yep. No one can
except
hear.
Except everyone who's
listening.
Exactly.
We just
we can tell all these secrets. La 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 la
la la la la.
It's the freaking awesome paranormal
every,
show. The
we've
musical.
Lost every single one of our listeners.
That's right. We're like, oh, yeah, like oh crap, they've turned us off. Oh my God, and their kids are crying. No, make it stop, please. Oh my goodness.
I can't take it.
My head, I can't. My head's got to explode. The freaking awesome paranormal show musical. What is your favorite EVP you captured? I wonder if that's ever been done.
What, singing at a...
The only show where we sing the questions to the...
Yeah, we wouldn't have very many guests there, Ryan. Because I can't sing, so I ain't asking questions, which I never do anyway. So... You
I
try
mean,
to get
you know,
me.
You've asked some pretty good questions, and I mean,
don't ruin my reputation.
The secret's safe. Well, don't worry, we're on mute right now, so nobody can hear us. But you kept telling me you're silent, Cece, but sometimes you'll come up with these questions, and I'm like, damn, I didn't even thought of think about that. Didn't even
yeah,
think
that's
about
how my
it.
Brain works. sometimes I come up with questions like that for myself, and I'm like, damn, I didn't even think about that.
See, that's what I, you know, I have questions that I'd want to know about the people, you know, we interview.
I like asking ridiculous questions.
These people probably get the same questions over and over again. So to have a question that kind of makes them think, you know, they may like that instead of always getting the same basic questions. You know, but you know, if I don't know the person, welcome back. We figured out we're gonna do a new show, the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show, the musical, and we're gonna sing our questions to our guests. That's the new format we're doing. Yeah.
Nice. Hey, you know, I saw the musical Psych the other day. I've never seen that one before.
You haven't seen that one before?
No.
How was it? What was your critical opinion of it?
It was very interesting. I mean, although I'm okay with musicals, not a huge, huge fan, because I tend to sing along and it drives people crazy.
Oh, I remember watching
As you know
Beauty
from
and
watching,
the Beast with
what
you.
Did we watch the yeah, watching Beauty,
Beauty
and the
Beast.
Beast.
If you're gonna
you
sing
know,
it, sing it. Don't be there whispering it.
Everyone, like, oh, I can sing Beauty and the Beast. I don't know one word of those songs.
I mean, all I know is Tale as Old as Time. That's all I know. That's then I'm done.
That's because they play on the radio.
That's why. That's exactly why, because it's the only song I know from there. Or Be Our Guest is another one I know.
All I know is
I know all the words to all the songs. And
you
I know
if
every
you
word to
Frozen. Now, if you ask me about Frozen, I got that down. And I ain't afraid to.
I think everyone
that.
Knows all the Frozen songs.
I know.
Although.
But I got the weird.
Aren't there only like two songs in Frozen? I guess three.
No, there's a lot of
songs. More than three?
No, there's
a whole
there's
soundtrack.
Let It Go. There's Let It Go. Whoa. In Summer.
Summer, that's another one.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Love is an Open Door. Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, I love is an Open Door. That's such a cute one.
What's the one where you finish each other's sandwiches? That Love is an Open Door where Prince Hans sings with What's his fair? Is it Prince Hans? Who's a bad prince? Who was the one that Anna liked? So who was the frozen princess?
The princess was Elsa and Anna.
Elsa. I want to say Ella for some reason.
They're both princesses. Elsa and Anna.
Well, I know, but
princesses.
One's a frozen princess. One's the one that freezes things, the frozen princess. And the other one's the warm princess, I guess.
The warm princess. Is that why she has red hair?
Exactly. She's so warm.
One's ice, one's fire.
Exactly.
That would be
fire
weird if they made like a instead of frozen, they made like fire. And she ends up with
fire
power. Fire.
Then all of a sudden, like, Anna realizes she can catch. She's like the heat miser and the cold miser. I'm Mr. White Christmas. And so they start singing that song in the middle of Frozen 2. Oh, my God. What if the heat miser and cold miser come and join Frozen 2? And it becomes like a Rankin and Bass movie. Then Rudolph shows up and shit.
Only if Batman and Robin come and team up with Anna and Anna and Elsa.
Exactly. Like Scooby-Doo, Anna and Elsa meet Batman.
Yeah.
I don't see why people don't call us for ideas, because these are
super brilliant
ones, I'm thinking. We are super brilliant. I mean, changing the format of our show to musical, which I think is great. we got to figure out, we got to find a band to accompany us. And trying to do a dance number on the radio might not be easy to do.
We
trying to
do
choreograph things on the radio.
We could do tap dancing. That would make noise.
Yes.
I'm a very good tap dancer.
You know how much fun it is listening to tap dancing on the radio. I'll bet that, you know, that will rake the listeners in.
Okay.
So you can tap dance? This is what I know about you. You're a tap dancer?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, you said you could tap dance.
I was going to say, you know, you knew I tap dance. I took tap for like 11 years.
Oh, well, shit, there we go. Now we can have a, I can talk to you about tap dancing. I've never known anybody who tap dance.
I'm tap dancing, ballet, pre-toe, jazz, modern.
Jazz hands. Hmm. Oh, man.
It was very sad when Timmy didn't want to take dance.
Rihanna takes ballet. She's not a big fan.
She's very good at it.
Oh. I think she's
tired
of it. Let's see here. I have a new addiction, Celeste.
Oh, no, what's that?
Cooking shows.
You're welcome.
Started watching.
I have been watching. What have you been watching?
What? I've been watching, like, Beat Bobby Flay and
Man vs. Food.
And Man vs. Food, but I've been watching that before, so. But, I mean, we spent pretty much all weekend watching cooking shows. That and Survivor, man. The thing is, you watch these shows and you're thinking, oh, my God, I could do that. I could make that. I could survive out in the Arctic. Look, shit, I could. You watch it and you become all the, like, either become, like, a survival expert after watching the show for an hour. Like, oh, man, looks easy. Rub a few sticks together, you know. Shoot, I can do that. And then you watch these cooking shows where they cook these extravagant meals. And, like, I could, you know, I could make this weird catfish dish. You know?
You're breaking up real bad, Ryan.
Okay, y'all are breaking up. Is it just my phone?
Yeah, I mean, you're sounding
someone's
fine. Unless you're breaking up on me.
I'm sitting still.
I can't really hear that well. See, I hate to say this on Block Talk.
Hello?
I don't need to be cut off here, but you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Now I can hear you. I can
hear
you.
Celeste.
I can't hear Ryan.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who's that?
See,
I can't tell
Ryan
who it was.
Celeste. I can't hear Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan's breaking up to me.
Yeah. See, he's the oddball.
You hear me now?
Now that's better.
All right.
What was that? What were you doing?
Nothing.
Are you walking outside?
I mean, no. I'm actually sitting at my desk, looking at the call screen.
Oh,
right
wow.
Now. Yeah.
Because you were definitely breaking up. That was crazy.
Yeah. That's another reason why I wanted to switch to Spreaker, but I didn't realize the Blog Talk bill came out on the 17th. I saw it came out on the 18th. So. Got me before I could cancel it.
Too late now, huh?
So,
at
anyways,
work,
like
I have been
addicted
to watch, like, the last
in my mind,
week I've been
expert.
Watching the NFL,
like oh,
best shoot. Fail.
Hello?
Hey, watch this
the
guy survive in the Arctic. Well, I can
stuff
do that.
Like that.
You know,
last
well, hey,
night, I literally
watch this guy
spent
cook
12
this
hours
dish. Well, I can do that.
Watching paintball. That was interesting.
Hello?
I don't know.
Are you guys there?
Hello?
And Ryan?
Is anybody there? Hello?
Hello? Where'd y'all go?
Either nobody can hear me,
Hello.
Or I don't know what's going on. Angie,
hello?
There?
Timmy, can you text Ryan and tell him it's not working?
Hello?
Yeah.
Do me a favor, hang up and call back. Hello? This is Riveting Radio here. Heard you for a second there. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Let's see what happened.
Can you hear me? I don't know. You
yeah,
just
I can
disappeared.
Hear you now. So did you.
I was talking. What?
Oh, so was I.
Is Celeste still there?
So was. No. She dropped off.
Yeah, you just went, like, dead. It was dead silent.
Same here. I mean, I thought I was talking about watching Survivor shows, and then all of a sudden there was no response. And I'm like, well, you know, I didn't think what I said was that bad. Because I was saying that, you know, people will become experts when they watch these shows. And I'm like, there was silence. I'm like, all right, well, maybe there's no response to that. And then I'm like, okay, well, that's just how I feel. And then all of a sudden there is nothing.
Yeah. And, like, I thought maybe the headphones went out, so I unplugged the headphones, but I definitely think there's something going on with the station. Weird.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
I would say it's paranormal, but I think it's just think it's being stupid.
I believe you're maybe right.
Another reason why I want to, that's why they cut us off, because I said I wanted to switch to Spreaker.
I know. I was
like fuck
well,
you.
We shouldn't have said that. It was like, click.
That,
go ahead and switch
the British
now.
Bitch. Exactly. Yeah. I'll show you. She's probably, that British girl is probably sitting there listening in. I'll show you, bastards.
Well, we have a lot of interesting things coming up.
We do.
I'm excited for.
I'm trying to figure out, because I want to talk about the twisted event they have on April 27th.
At the
but
Silver
they changed
Thatch?
The exactly, but they changed the the ticketing so much the past few days. I don't know what exactly is going on with that. So I'm trying to find the invitation. I guess the event. Here it is. All right, price update. All right. April 27th, there is an investigation with Scott Porter and Stephanie Burke, who will be on our show on April 2nd.
Super excited to talk to Stephanie Burke.
Yes, we are excited. So if you want to call in and listen, we would love to have you listen to us. Let's see here. All right. I'm going to read the whole thing to you so I don't leave anything out. This is a long – never mind. I'm going to leave – I'll read part of it to you because I think I'll lose my voice if I read the whole thing. This just in. Tickets for Friday, April 27th, $75, include meet and greet 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. so you can meet the members of the Twisted Realm, Scott Porter and Stephanie Burke. And Angie and I should be there one of those two nights.
Yeah. And
whether
that's a
it's
great
Friday
deal.
Or Saturday. Yeah, you can meet us. I mean, what the fuck? $75 to meet us? I mean, Stephanie Burke and Scott Porter will be there as well. You know, so you can talk to them if you want to. I don't know why
cool
you would because we're there. Yeah, I mean, just give them a head nod. You know, acknowledge they're there and then come talk to them. I'm just kidding. Scott Porter is awesome. We sat there and outside and talked to him. Remember, we sat there and talked to him outside
the exchange. Yeah, that was
so
he's really
he's a great guy. That was fun. And Stephanie seems like a really great girl. So excited to be meeting them that weekend. Investigation, 8 p.m. to midnight. Book now. This is going to be so much fun. We want everyone to meet these incredible people who may not have the opportunity otherwise to meet. Let's get with them. Reserve now. Saturday, $125. Tickets include the full day, noon all the way through investigation from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Meet and greet with Scott and Steph, plus the members of Twisted Realm, and me and Angie. Photo op, autographs, plus the investigation book now. So, I mean,
and
it's a pretty good deal.
Might...
Plus, one more thing before, I hate to cut you off, but if a book, a group of five books has a booking, like makes the reservations, a book of Pete, can't even talk right now. If a group of five books tickets to the investigation at Silver Thatch, that same group of five will get a free investigation at the cabin on 360. I think the first group of five to book at the Silver Thatch. There's got to be a group of five, or it's got to be the first five people to book. If that makes sense.
To get the free investigation?
Yes, it makes sense in my head, just giving from my mouth to my head. So the first group of five to book an investigation, book reservations at Silver Thatch, will get a free investigation of the cabin on 360. Courtesy of Angie, Dennis, and I. You're welcome.
All right, so are you sure it's just the first group of five, or if it's a group of five or more, they will get an investigation?
I think it's got to be the first group of five. I don't think every group of five that gets an investigation. But books, that's a lot of free investigations. I mean, we're crazy, but not that crazy.
I don't know. I think we might be that crazy.
Oh, you never know. We're like that crazy car salesman. It's got to go.
We are
everything's
crazy.
We're crazy.
Crazy.
You know what? I'm gonna do some awesome radio work here and look it up and see. Because I think may have been a comment on it, because I really don't know for sure. But while we're doing that, you entertain the masses.
Uh-oh. Entertain the masses means I have to talk all
yes.
by myself with words
all by your
and stuff.
With words and stuff.
Man.
Words. Oh, let's see here.
See, and of
Let's
course,
see.
Now I
you
feel
know
I
what?
Have that feeling where I have to sneeze and it won't come. So it's like I'm sitting here staring at the light.
Does that actually work?
Yeah, it does. Like, it makes your eyes water a little bit sometimes. It stops you from sneezing.
Here, I'll play a song for Kimmy.
For
she's
Kimmy?
Listening in. For Kimmy.
She's not listening.
Oh, she's not?
No. What song were you going to play for her? That was sweet.
I was going to play her Mika song she likes so much.
Oh, she loves that song.
What song?
The lollipop song.
Yeah. I'll put an earbud in and listen.
No, he's not going to play that song.
Kimmy's
watching
put on speakerphone.
Jokers.
Oh, she is?
I
okay.
could, but... Yeah, I could, but... Then...
All
right. Then I'd never get the earbuds back in.
True. Good point. See, oh, man.
What do you?
I wish
they
would have written that stuff down on the event, so like I would know exactly what the deal is.
Well, we can always listen back to the feed, the live feed, and then we can comment on it on our Facebook page.
True. I mean, honestly, if people are still listening to the show right now, they're really hardcore.
I know, right? Because this is like, I mean, although I do love our just, you know, talk about shows when I've had a fabulous day and feeling great because
yeah,
then
I mean,
can talk forever, but it's been kind of a crappy week, man. I'm ready for
it
sunshine.
Me too. Yeah, it's been kind of a crappy week, but it's always good to, you know, even but we've had a crappy kind of day and kind of week. It's good to be able to talk and, you know, shoot the shit for a little bit.
It was.
Even though we do this every day.
Yeah. But you're a fun person to do every day with.
Oh, I appreciate that. You're a fun person to hang out every day, too. I'm the guy that got to experience your first hot dog in five years, even though it was stinky.
First hot dog in 5 years and first barbecue sandwich in 5 years.
Shoot.
And my hot dog was super stinky.
You've had a lot of firsts this weekend.
I know. Oh, my God. Golden Corral. Let's just put a shout out there to the Golden Corral. I will be, you know, taking free meals if you'd like me to advertise. But that was like the prime rib was delicious.
You want to sponsor the show?
It was amazing.
We'll be okay with that too.
That's
the prime
right,
rib
please,
was, oh my
please.
God.
The prime rib
the barbecue
was very
was okay.
good. You know, I mixed my sauces and the barbecue was I greatly enjoyed the barbecue.
Man, I
might
as well pour water
to
on top of my barbecue.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited.
Delicious.
I mean, I love
good
barbecue.
That's going to be some delicious barbecue.
See, I had my dinner earlier, way earlier. So now that we're talking this barbecue shit, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm hungry.
Wonder where you can get some good barbecue around here other than Dennis's house.
Buzz and Nets has good barbecue.
We'll have to go there, and I'll have to check it out. Carter's
isn't makes
bad.
Good steak. He makes good ribs, but I don't know if he makes. I've never had pulled pork barbecue at his house. Dad makes good barbecue.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'll get to try it now.
Yeah. He makes good.
Oh.
What was that? What was that stuff he made for my birthday? It wasn't barbecue. It was something else. But it was really good.
What did we have for your birthday?
I can't. It's like I can't.
Because I was
think
thinking
when I'm on the show. My mind is
completely
blank.
We were gonna have like it was a choice between something and then hamburgers and hot dogs.
I keep wanting to say prime rib, but I know that's not it because I got
prime
rib on the
prime
brain.
Rib.
But ribs? No. It was, but they pulled it off. It was something you pulled. They chopped it.
Was it like chopped beef?
No.
It wasn't a roast.
No.
I don't remember. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out as soon as I hang up the phone. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. It's like, I swear, it's like my mind goes blank when the light comes on and I'm on the air. I can't think. It's like I can't think of what the deal was for the cabin. I mean, we got time. It's April 27th. You know, so, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. I'm excited. It's always fun hanging out with the Twisted team.
And me.
Yeah, it's always fun hanging out with Kimmy, too.
Yeah, and Kimmy, too.
Can't forget Kimmy. The Twisted team.
And then
we
have Enricus coming up.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day weekend, we have the investigation in Rikers Park put on by Crop Paranormal.
That's
going to
be
that
so
is
much fun.
Going to, oh, no doubt about that. That's going to be from 6 p.m. to the sun comes up. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Active location.
I think very active location. And you know what? Now that I am actually... We have no guests tonight. It's just us talking. We have EVPs from Henricus that I can play.
So cool.
Courtesy of Dennis Eslock, the host of the investigation at Henricus Park. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find these. All right. Well, this first one is called Bible Steal. I believe Dennis is with our friend Sandy, and he's walking into Rock Hall, which is actually the place where Alexander Whitaker lived, a representation of the house that he lived in, and he has a Bible sitting on the table downstairs. And Dennis says he's going to steal the Bible, and this is what we captured, or what he captured.
Entering. Entering a rock hall. Current time is 1:22 a.m. Dennis.
Name.
It's Andy.
We're just going to steal your Bible for a little while, Reverend Whitaker. I want to go over to the church, and I want to read from your Bible, sir. So you are more than welcome to join us at the church. I implore you to do so.
Tell him how you feel, Mr. Reverend Whitaker, about him taking your Bible.
If you've got a problem, talk to me.
Come get in his face and tell him how you feel about him taking your Bible and holding and touching your Bible. That was me.
Now you see why I like my glow stick stuff. This is all the light you need.
I like Kevin. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's all you need. I don't need to burn a flashlight.
Okay. Leaving the rock hall.
Hey, by the way, Reverend, we'll see you in a little bit, sir. I've got people coming with me to come back here and talk to you. God bless, sir.
Exiting. And stop recording.
So, if you didn't catch that, there were actually people singing in the background, and Dennis was the only one there with his friend. Dennis and Sandy were the only ones
there. There wasn't another person there?
Not in the house, no. And nobody
was
outside singing.
Dennis and Sandy?
Dennis and Sandy.
Because I thought I heard another male voice in there.
Mm-mm.
At like two different points. So I thought there might be another guy in there.
No, it was just Dennis and Sandy in the building. I think the other teams were either sleeping or they were across in another location, and they wouldn't have been that loud because it was loud. It was loud enough if they had heard it, they would have acknowledged it. And if it was somebody, if it was another team, they would have acknowledged, like, what was that? You know, they would have heard it and said something.
Yeah.
You would think. I also want to give a shout out to the people who came out to the cabin on 360 this weekend and hung out with us.
Yeah, that was a great time.
It wasn't the best weather for an investigation. But we had a few families come out, and a solo person come out. I don't want to say his name because I don't want to, like,
blast him out.
I don't know about
privacy
and stuff, but I want to give a shout out to everyone who came out to the cabin and hung out with us. We were supposed to have the Congress sister come out and do tarot card readings for us.
But the bad weather.
We decided with the bad weather that it would be best for them to postpone it. I think I'd rather them come out when we can show them the whole, like, area. Even though we did go in the woods.
Yeah, y'all did.
We did do some investigating. So, but you know, I'd rather them come when there's gonna be a lot of people. Make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
We're gonna do tarot card readings and stuff. So, they'll be back. They'll come. Visit us, I'm sure, in the coming months. So we're excited about that. But definitely, if you can make it to Henricus it's for a great cause, you know, raising money for the park, helping out with that is always a good thing. And Silver Thatch Inn is definitely a very active place. Of course, you know, we've got the cabin, which is definitely an active location. And we'd love to have more teams come out. We'd love to have more people come out and investigate what's this at the cabin. It was cool.
Absolutely.
I took a father and his son upstairs. He had never been to the cabin before. And I did a quick EVP session. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, we got 2 EVPs right away, first recording. Not saying that happens every time, but it's awesome.
Yeah, but
it's a good feeling, you know, when a new group of people comes in and you can get an EVP, like, right away. So.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I still get excited every time I get an EVP, even from the cabin or any place I go. It's just, it
well, you're good at getting
EVPs.
They like to talk to
well,
you.
I mean, you're good at pointing out to where the EVPs are, so I just follow what you say. Oh, they're over here. Okay, I'll go over there. Then. We make a good team.
Yeah, we do.
Hell yeah, we do. Oh, man. I can't believe February's almost over.
Me either. March.
Only one more show
up.
Left. Yep.
We've got some great stuff for March.
We got some good shows coming
excited.
Up in March. Hopefully, we got some.
And then 8.
Hopefully, we'll have spring weather coming up too, so that'll be exciting. Good shows in spring weather.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
St. Patrick's
in
Day.
April.
Excited about that. April is
I'm
my
I'll be
favorite.
At we'll be at Henricus.
Yeah. April is my favorite. Well, this will be my second time at my favorite investigation at the cabin, where we try to raise money for the flags. That's just
a great
cause.
It's a lot of fun, and it's warmer weather, and I think a lot of more people will be showing up to investigate. I think now we get to the warmer weather, we'll get more people out to the cabin. It's hard to plan an investigation in the winter time because of the weather and stuff. And I'll be getting the money to the American Heart Association as soon as possible. I haven't even pick it up. But for those who did donate, I will definitely be, because I know they're listening. I'll be donating. I'll be putting the money in my account and donating to the American Heart Association. But I'm, like you said, the investigation for the flags, I think that's the first big investigation that we have. The last big one we had was the Christmas one, but this one is pretty big because, I mean, like you said, it's nicer weather and people are more into investigating outside and we can do more stuff if it's not raining. So start praying for no rain. Is that TV on?
No.
Oh, I hear a TV and I hear something in the background.
I'm not sure.
If it's not you, then I don't know who it is because... I have nothing going on here.
Nothing? I mean, it sounds like you have a lot going on there. You're
Rock
talking.
Silent. Oh, let's see here. Nope, it's not there. I think maybe Dennis snuck on without me knowing it, but there's no one on this call screen.
What?
So
Dennis snuck on? Where is he?
And I was thinking maybe Dennis snuck on. If it wasn't your television, It sure as heck wasn't my TV because I'm at the office. I don't have anything planned.
It might have been my TV, but it's down really low, so I doubt you would have heard it.
Well, it must be an easy
TV. Kimmy's not even watching it. She's playing on her phone.
On your phone.
Or actually, she's on my phone. We traded.
Oh, is she looking at Wish?
No. We have all been banned from Wish.
Why?
I haven't got anything on Wish yet.
Why?
You know what?
Because we spend too much money on Wish.
Oh.
You spend too much of my money on Wish.
I thought you knew banned.
You know what? For the end, to end the show tonight, I'm going to play some EVPs from the Cabin on 360. Because why not?
Oh, nice.
This is actually probably, I think it's, this is from the Brick House, but it's a little girl letting us know that she's here with us. Or not. That was awesome. Let me try it again.
No, I was going to say.
Get the right key here. You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that? No?
I think I heard it. I couldn't tell what she said, but it sounded like a little voice.
No, try it. Let me play it again here and see if you hear it, okay?
Okay. All right.
This is nice to play.
No. Can you hear me now?
Maybe it's too short. It won't, because it's buffering. It's buffering, and then it's like playing while it's buffering. So.
Get our key here.
Was it right there? To like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that.
Here's another one. I believe the thing, it's God. Or it's gone, or something. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear that one.
I'll play it again. Did you hear it? I'm just kidding, didn't play.
I was going to say, I didn't.
What are you, deaf? You couldn't hear that?
Oh, what's your problem?
Blog Talk, what are you doing to me?
Just kidding. It's because you said Spreaker earlier.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
I heard that.
It's sabotaging
me. Did you play it? Was that it?
Well, I think it just doesn't play. It takes like a few seconds, I guess, like 20 seconds for to actually load. What is that clicking sound?
You can seriously hear that?
Yeah. You're doing a lighter or something. You're clicking a lighter
I'm
or something.
I'm literally pushing the channel down button. Like, I can't even hear it with my ear. It's crazy you can hear it on the phone.
What? I can hear everything else. I can't hear my EVPs on this fucking thing. I can hear your channel clicker.
That's crazy.
Here's one. It's got an EVP saying, holy shit, if it plays. I'll be saying, holy shit, if it plays. The hell? I'm paying $40 for this shit. I'm grabbing like a real radio station who plays sound effects, because if you have to wait 30 seconds for a sound effect to play, I mean, kind of takes away the fun of having sound effects. been a crappy blog talk day around. I'm glad we don't have like a guest on right now, because that would suck halfway through the show, not be able to hear the guest, not be able to hear us. I'm glad it was just us on the show tonight.
I know, right? It was nice to talk to Celeste for a little bit.
Yeah, it sucks that she got cut off. But I know she had to go to work too. Oh, man. I got to go pick up my car. I had a fun time with that today.
I know, it's
overfilled
been a crappy
my
night.
Car tonight. Yeah, for both of us. I've got to pick Rihanna to school. I love Rihanna. I love taking her. I just don't like taking her to school. Didn't fall in the day after the show because I have a hard time getting to sleep. And I gave up drinking for Lent.
Which I'm very proud of you for.
That.
Good job.
No, well, I figured if I can't go back on that because I don't want to go against God. So then we have a choice. I've got to stick with it. But I didn't give up on beer itself. I gave up on alcohol, so I can drink non-alcoholic beer and be okay with it. I think if I really pull. It's not even alcohol.
I think you're fine.
I even enjoy it. It's the taste of beer. I like the taste of beer, which is weird,
ugh.
I know, but.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Beer's gross.
I love beer. I don't like getting drunk necessarily, but I like the taste of beer. You know, I set this set up for an hour and a half, apparently, so we have 30 more minutes to kill.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how much you love to talk. So we need to go see the Winchester movie. That's what we need to go see.
That movie will be out in the theater by the time we get to go see it.
Yeah.
And you don't even like scary movies.
I don't like scary movies, but I'd still go see it.
I hope so. I really do want to see it. So you're either going to have to Redbox it with me, or...
We were supposed to go see it. Oh, we went to Golden Crow instead. Yeah, we were supposed to go see it last week, but the Corral won out over... over the Winchester.
Oh. Well, yes, because meat won.
Meat always wins. And I'm not scared of prime rib. I ain't scared of prime rib. Oh, man. So I've got to go over, pick up my car, pick up Rihanna. So, I'm going to end the show next
what?
Week. I'll still call you after we're done. I'll just call you back on your phone.
Well,
next
week,
keep
I'm
talking
excited
on, keep talking
for Supernatural News. No.
Oh,
okay.
I'm always excited
for
Supernatural
News. Back.
Super excited about Supernatural News. My favorite show. Thanks, guys, for putting up with us tonight. We always appreciate your listenership. And we'll talk to you next week.
So next time we do one of the shows, we're going to ask each other two questions.
Yeah, we weren't exactly prepared this time around, but, you know, we killed an hour. We talked for an hour. It wasn't like we had silence. Pretty much just had a conversation.
Next time.
On air, but that's okay.
Sorry, I'm not.
I didn't mean to. That one caught me off guard.
That's okay.
All right.
I've done worse things on air.
Yeah, I know that's the truth.
Pretty awning, that's for damn sure. Huh?
I said I know that's the truth.
Hell yeah. All right. I love you.
Love you. Talk to all of you guys next
and
week.
I love our listeners, and we'll talk to you next week on Supernatural News, the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. Same freaking awesome time, same freaking awesome channel. Later.
Bye.
Exactly. Hope we don't get cut off. Bye.
Bye.